Ah, that's right. When you ever hear the incredible sounds of Bill Withers, you know it's time to talk to Kevin Powell. That's your sure sign. How you doing, everybody? Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Wildcard Wednesday. If you want to get your requests in, please do at 312-981-7200. It's any artist, any song, anything. Get them in now at 312-981-7200. We'll play them a little bit later on. We have a lot of fun food related topics that we're going to get to, and that'll be coming up a little bit later on. And Esmeralda and I will battle again in another celebrity name game. So that's coming up. Our phone number and text number 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk, text, and Wildcard Wednesday request. Wildcard Wednesday. 312-981-7200. Okay. Kevin Powell is our buddy, and he does sports for us in the afternoons here on WGN. You can hear his Powell at the Park podcast, and you can read his blog at WGNradio.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at KPowell720. And let's welcome Kevin to the show. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Nick, I thought of you the other day because Millennium Park does these free music concert Mondays every few weeks during the summer.
Yeah.
And I checked the lineup, and some guy... I can't remember his name, but he was basically going to do a full Bill Withers set. He was covering Bill Withers. So I'm like, this is perfect. There's no game to cover. So I'm walking over because, you know, we're right next to Millennium Park now at the new location.
Yeah.
So I'm walking over on this beautiful Monday night in Chicago, and I'm like, this is great. I'm just going to hang out and listen to Bill Withers music. So I get there, and there's nobody there. And I'm like, well, what happened? Did I miss it? And I screwed up the schedule. It was the week before I missed the Bill Withers concert at Millennium Park.
No.
Oh, I know. Well, I totally misread the calendar, but I immediately thought, yeah, Nick would at least somewhat appreciate this story.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, I thought maybe, you know, nobody was there because it was going to be a private concert for you.
Yeah, they all got the memo. This is a one individual concert that we're throwing for Kevin Powell.
That's right. It's got to be Bill Withers music. Absolutely. How you been,
thanks
man?
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate
it's my pleasure. So you covered the disastrous Sox game last night.
Yeah.
It's at 14-2 because I hosted a screening of Forrest Gump last night, and we were at the AMC Rosemont, what used to be the Movico. You know, you've been there.
Yeah,
and they had the TVs on for the Sox game, and right before the movie started, and I was watching a little bit of what was happening, and when the movie started, they had tied it at 2.
Yeah, it actually, you know, Dylan Covey, the starter, was off to this great start to the season, and then all of a sudden he's kind of fallen off the rails here a little bit over the past month or so, but he actually pitched a little bit better tonight, and things were close, and actually the biggest storyline out of the game today was Dexter Fowler returning with the Cardinals, you know, of course, former Cubs star. Now with the Cardinals having a really bad season, he recently received some criticism from their general manager. It's been a chaotic week for him. He welcomed a second daughter into the world. So that was the positive. The negative was his boss was publicly criticizing him, questioning his efforts.
Yeah,
and
I know. I saw that. That's great. Well, I mean, it was crazy. That's that. It just seemed crazy to me your boss would go out of his way to do that.
Yeah, it's weird, and if you know, if a lot of us are obviously familiar with Dexter from his time in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Really, when he kind of turned into a star, to be honest. I mean, he was the guy who batted leadoff for the World Series Cubs in 2016. So that was kind of eye opening to see. But he talked to the media before the game and seems to be doing his best to move on. And then he had a grand slam in the game, in a game in Chicago. So I think that was a cool moment for Dexter, not a cool fan, but cool moment for the White Sox, of course. But that was kind of the big storyline tonight out of Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah, I've been following what's going on with Dexter, on the Cardinals. He was my favorite Cub in 2016.
Yeah.
And I think one of the best leadoff men we ever had on the team. I often said that he was, at the time, when he was playing for the Cubs, he was the best leadoff man the Cubs had since Bobby Dernier. And I absolutely believe that. So I was kind of pulling for him. Now, what were all these stories of the possibility of the Cubs going after him?
Going after Fowler?
Yeah, there were like rumors like, hey, the Cubs should go get him now.
Yeah, I think that's just more of Cubs fans kind of going out on a limb. I mean, Dexter Fowler's not having a good year, by the way. He's batting under 200. He's having a horrible year. I mean, sort of would make sense. I don't think he's signed a four-year deal. before last season. He's still got two more after this one. So, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
But it was one of those ridiculous things that you see on the internet and go, yeah.
Right. Cubs fans going to the extreme. But I wouldn't see that happening. I think the Cubs got enough position with players and talent to go around.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the All-Stars that are representing Chicago. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah, you know, Jose Abreu for the White Sox, the slugger first baseman, maybe doesn't get enough appreciation from a lot of people because he hasn't exactly played on teams that have been very competitive over the past few years. But if you look at his numbers since he entered the league in 2014, he's been nothing but consistent, and he's been a good teammate. He's put up big numbers year in and year out, so this will be his second All-Star selection. That's cool to see for him. For the Cubs side, John Lester has been an absolute rock in that rotation that's been a little rough this year.
Yeah.
Darvish, of course, with the injuries. Hendricks hasn't been as sharp, although he was really great in San Francisco the other night.
Yeah, that was a damn shame they lost that game. Really?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, eight innings, no walks
for Hendrick.
The Cubs won last night, though. They did. They ended up winning 2-0. So,
yes, they did. So another well-pitched game for the Cubs, Jose Quintana. So, yeah, and the other two All-Stars for the Cubs, Javi Baez and Wilson Contreras. Javi Baez is one of those players you can't take your eyes off of because it's sort of like, what will he do next?
Yeah.
And in baseball, it's kind of tough to stand out all that often because – you know, in basketball, there's just 5-on-5. The camera's on all the players all the time. In baseball, the cameras are just on the pitcher, the catcher, and the hitter most of the time. But Baez, just it seems like every game, it's like, what did Baez do in this one? So for him and for Wilson Contreras, their first-time All-Stars, they were, especially Wilson Contreras, got a little emotional the other day when we were at Wrigley when he found out.
Yeah.
So those are the four that'll represent Chicago.
It's going to be fun to watch. And Javi is having a really incredible year. And as you said, I personally think he's the most entertaining and electric player to watch in the majors. He does something crazy and phenomenal and awesome almost every game.
No question. I think a lot of people feel exactly how you feel. That's what you hear most about Baez is excitement and entertainment and entertaining. He's fun. He brings this energy to the game. He brings fun to baseball. I think he's nothing but good for baseball. And he's putting up a really, really good year. He's not just being some flamboyant, player. He's actually producing. He's got he's putting together a career year for sure. So All-Star selection made a ton of sense for him.
Yeah, and I was really, really touched by Contreras's or as Pat Hughes says, Contreras.
Wilson Contreras.
Contreras. Pat's the best, by the way. Anyway, so they, I was really pleased to see his reaction. It was really genuine and really emotional, and I was very, very happy for the guy.
Yeah, no question. You know, I know a lot of people, we were just talking about Baez. Contreras, from day one when he entered the league, I loved watching him play because he plays with so much fire and energy, and he's always amped up. And he's fun to watch, too.
Yeah.
Maybe not as flashy as Baez, but when Contreras shows off his arm, it's eye-opening stuff. He's probably not putting together this type of season at the plate that I think some of us were anticipating. You know, last year before he got hurt, actually with the Cubs in San Francisco, it got me thinking of last year when he pulled his hamstring in San Francisco when he was probably going to be in maybe even the MVP talks, and he pulled his hamstring, missed about a month, and that kind of hurt his chances. So probably want to see a little more production from him at the plate. But Joe Maddon called him the best catcher in all of baseball the other day on Sunday when we talked to him, and it's tough to argue with him.
No, absolutely, and he's got a gun. Oh, does he have a gun?
Absolute gun.
Yeah, amazing.
It's eye-opening.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your recent Powell at the Park podcasts. Episode 13, you got to interview the one and only Dave Ennett. Which is always a fun thing to do, because Dave is just the best, man. He's the best.
He is.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys covered and talked about with what you talked about with Dave.
Well, yeah, I think I was one of my most nervous guests because he's my boss. So I wanted it to go well. But, you know, what I've tried to kind of do with this podcast is, because I have the luxury to do a little bit, I can really do whatever I want with it. So, you know, it's baseball-oriented, but at times I can – you know, go at length about the actual guests themselves and talk about their life in broadcasting and some memorable moments. So I brought it back to baseball with Dave because people may forget when the Cubs were on GN, when Pat Hughes was off, Dave filled in.
Yeah.
Dave's called quite a bit of Cubs games.
Absolutely.
I know he's known very well for Northwestern, but Dave was, you know, he would do a lot of those West Coast trips that Pat maybe didn't go on or whatever it was. But, yeah, I brought that up, and we talked about, you know, it's he got to call the Northwestern game when they played Illinois at Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked a little bit about that. You know, he got the call from the Cubs radio booth, a Northwestern game. So we talked a little bit about Dave's career with Northwestern, and then we talked about, you know, some current topics, his thoughts on the Cubs season, the White Sox season, and things like that. But a lot about Dave's broadcasting career. That was a lot of fun.
Well, you can check that out. That's episode 13 of Powell at the Parks podcast. And that's, you know, anytime you get to hear Dave Enna talk, it's always a pleasure. He's just the best.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome to work with that guy. And and I'm sure it's awesome for you to be his,
oh, yeah.
him you,
I mean,
to be
Dave
his boss.
Couldn't make it any easier for me. I mean, he's always been supportive in the man, and I'm not sucking up, I promise. He's just everybody at the station will say the same thing about him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Nothing bad to say about Dave Enna. And he knows the theme song to what was the name of the it's About Time. There was this obscure 60s this obscure stupid 60s TV show about two astronauts who go back in time and hang out with Neanderthals, and Dave said, I used to watch that show, and he sang the theme song, and he knew it. So that was
I got to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, that was when we were still at using the showcase. It was like right before the showcase studio closed down. So it was a few weeks ago. So yeah,
that's outstanding.
Yeah, that was great. And So Dave is just, you know, one of these guys who did he talk about just the difference between calling basketball and football as well?
Yeah, well, that's what I asked him about, too. I said, what's the difference between football and basketball and baseball? And a lot of it's pacing, and he talks about things like that. And I always ask, if you ask Dave, what do you like calling football or basketball? I've asked him this multiple times thinking I'm going to get a different answer, but he's honest. He goes, look, he loves whatever he's calling at that moment. If he's calling a football game, he's going to tell you he loves calling football. If it's basketball season, he's going to say, look, no place I'd rather be than calling basketball. And he's one of the best play-by-play guys out there. In the podcast, he kind of goes, if you're interested at length, about, calling different sports, different moments he's been able to call. I asked him one of his most favorite memories of broadcasting, so you can hear all that as well.
Okay, cool. So make sure you check it out at WGNRadio.com, and that's the Powell at the Park podcast. Powell at the Park. Man, that's a lot of alliteration, my friend.
Powell at the Park podcast. I know. It rolls right off the tongue, right? Yeah. Great name choice for the podcast.
Kevin, hang on. All right, buddy.
All right, you got it.
Yeah, Kevin Powell is with us. He's awesome. We love to talk sports with him every once in a while. You can hear him on Rokan's show doing sports on afternoons here on WGN. And again, check out his podcast, Powell at the Park, and you can read his blog at WGNRadio.com. Follow him on Twitter, too, KPowell720. That's where you can follow him on Twitter. All right, we'll take a quick break. We come back, and we'll talk more sports with Kevin Powell after this.
Go, 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 Chicago Cubs. Win that game. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs. And fame. Don't forget, Chicago Cubs, we do care for you. And you bet, Chicago Cubs, we are loyal to.
Still one of my favorite Cubs songs of all time. And again, got to thank Rick Geezer for introducing us to this song. That's Go, 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 Chicago Cubs by Marie Fuller. She recorded that and wrote that in 1969 for the 69 Cubs. And I haven't heard. When was the last time we heard that, Dan? Or the first time we heard it? Was it last year?
Yeah, it was a sports song.
Yeah.
First time baseball season.
Yeah, from last year. So it was about a year and a half ago when we heard that. And that's Marie Fuller. And I know Kevin's heard it before and thinks highly of it. And we're talking sports with Kevin Powell. Kevin, that's a great song, don't you think?
That's a great tune. I don't know if I've heard that one before. That one doesn't get enough playtime. I think you guys should continue to feature that. One probably doesn't get enough love.
The great Marie Fuller. And and Rick Geezer with his sports songs, he turned us on to that one night when he was here to talk about sports songs, and I've loved it ever since. So there you go.
I love it.
Kevin Powell with us. He does sports for us here in the afternoon on WGN. You can hear his podcast, which is Powell at the Park, at WGNRadio.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at KPowell720. So, hey, let's there's some sort of baseball related tweets that I want to get to here. What I'm reading this here. Explain to me what this is. Somebody help John Lester buy a John Lester All-Star jersey. And what's going on with that?
You know, I just thought it was kind of funny because John Lester tweeted at MLB, Major League Baseball, that he was on the website trying to buy a John Lester All-Star jersey, but he couldn't find it on the website. And John Lester was kind of poking some fun. I actually don't know if he ended up finding a John Lester All-Star jersey.
Yeah.
You figured they would just send all these guys the jerseys, like multiple versions of them, you know, mail them to their houses. But apparently John Lester went to go buy his own jersey. And for some reason, couldn't find it on the website. I'm sure he'll get his hands on one eventually, though.
Well, I love what his tweet says, though. It says, "Hey there at MLB. I'm trying to buy myself an All-Star jersey. I was told I made the team, but I can't seem to find one with my name on it. You guys mad at me? Did I get cut?"
I love when, you know, athletes try to be funny sometimes, and they're not, but they get charity laughs.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good one from John Lester.
You're right. That's actually very, very funny. And we have an update, by the way. The MLB did make it available, and he replied tweeting, "Sorry, I yelled."
Sorry, I yelled. That's good. That's good. I didn't know John Lester had that sort of humor in his arsenal.
Yeah, he's
funny.
Pretty
good from the left.
And I will tell you what about Lester. I am so pleased to see his performance this season thus far. It's such a great, you know, sort of, it's, you know, I think that like the sort of comeback performances are him and absolutely Hayward, who's having a terrific year. And I root for that guy every time he comes up to the plate.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll start with Lester. Lester reminds me so much of what he looked like in 2016 when he finished second in the Cy Young voting. I'm sure he'll get some Cy Young votes if he keeps up what he's done this year. But he's been exactly what they've needed because that rotation has been shaky. Mike Montgomery's come up huge for them out of the bullpen, filling in for Darvish. But Darvish has been MIA. Tyler Chatwood can't throw strikes. And Kyle Hendricks hasn't been Kyle Hendricks. Like we said earlier, he did bounce back in that first game in San Francisco. He was spectacular. That's the Hendricks we know. But, man, Lester's been such a rock in the rotation. Jason Hayward, as you mentioned, I think we've talked about this before, Nick. I've said it 1,000 times. He's one of my favorite players to cover because he signed that mega deal a few years ago. He's struggled at the plate over the past 2 years. And the guy just continues to work and grind, and he never was rude to the media or overly upset. He's been a great teammate, and it's paying off. Like, I questioned it in spring training. I go, yeah, we're hearing the same Jason Hayward stories. His swing this and that. I'm like, okay, we'll see where we're at in a few months here. And he's looked good at the plate, and he's come up clutch for the Cubs. So, yeah, I think you know, he continues to be great defensively, and now he's hitting. That's a whole added bonus. The Cubs' offense is tops near the major in majors in batting average, on base percentage, OPS, all those sorts of things. So the Cubs offense is going to be just fine. I know they have some hot and cold stretches, but it's one of the more loaded lineups in baseball.
Yeah, it was funny. I figured they wouldn't be real high scoring games playing San Francisco, who has terrible runs, you know, averages. But you know, they could have scored a little more. I was hoping the Cubs would score a little more the past couple of games.
Yeah, they haven't. You know, I guess these stretches where they don't score a lot of runs, it normally has to do with not hitting with runners in scoring position to get guys on. I don't know. I've tried to sort of figure out where these hot and cold stretches come from. But the Cubs know how to win, and I think that actually does matter. And Mike Montgomery said it the other day. He goes, "Look, we know we're the team to beat," and I think that does kind of get in the heads of some of these teams. I mean, look what the Cubs did to the Giants just 2 years ago. You think any of those guys have forgotten what happened there? You know, so they find ways to win.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's go back and talk about one of your other podcasts that's available, Powell at the Park Podcast, episode 14. You talked about weird sports injuries. Can you give me a little rundown on what you talked about with that?
Brandon Morrow strained his back
taking
off his pants. So I'm like, I just find it entertaining when these extreme athletes find ways to injure themselves. Like, you know, you or I or us everyday dummies in the real world would injure ourselves, sneezing and twisting our
backs. Listen, it doesn't surprise me. If he were an out-of-shape 53-year-old like me, I would say, I can understand he hurt himself taking off his pants. That makes total sense to me. But
The Sammy Sosa one, remember where he sneezed and injured himself?
Yep.
We had Ryan Dempster, who was jumping over the dugout fence, and I think he broke his toe.
Right.
there was that one. There was Chris Sale, who said he was unloading some stuff from his truck, and twisted his ankle and broke his foot. But then it sounded like that was a made-up story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was some wacky stuff. Oh, a guy trip climbing over a fence?
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I just, anytime I see that, I just saw it as an opportunity. Those are a few of them. The first segment is about a few minutes long, and I just listed off a whole bunch of them. So,
cool.
I think people would like that.
Check it out, episode 14. All right, before you get out of here, you witnessed a hot dog eating contest out of Guaranteed Rate. What was that? Who won? Do you remember?
You know what? It was just one guy. He's a competitive eater. He competed at the actual, the big one, the 4th of July one.
At Nathan's, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
His name is... it's blanking, but he was actually in studio with Pete McMurray, who was filling in on the 4th of July week, because I saw this guy eating hot dogs. I'm like, this guy knows what he's doing, and he was on the video board, and he was basically just putting on a display. I don't think there was really no competition for this guy.
I see.
So Pete goes, yeah, we're going to have this guy in studio, and his name's this and that. I'm like, you know what? I saw a guy at the Sox game just wolfing down hot dogs the other day. I wonder if that's him. And it was him. It was a professional eater just putting on a show at Sox Park. It was impressive.
That's very good. I've had a few professional eaters on the show in the past, and I'll tell you what's the amazing thing about these guys who are able to put away, you know, 72 hot dogs in 15 minutes or whatever, is that most of them are little guys. They're not big fat big dudes. They're little guys. And
this guy was in shape for sure.
Yeah, so it's crazy. All right, well, that sounds like fun. Well, Kevin, you cover all the sports, and you'll do that again. You'll be back later today in the afternoon, and people can check out your podcast. It's Powell at the Park, and you can read your blog. Everybody can read your blog at WGNRadio.com. Follow you on Twitter at KPowell720. Always fun to talk sports with you, Kevin. Have a great one, okay?
Nick, can't thank you enough. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You too.
All right, there you go. Kevin Powell, everybody. He's the best. All right. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN.